Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Pesach Hashem, we're going to continue in Simin Resh Pei Beis. Tonight, we're going to be learning Se'ifim Beis and Gimel. So we are on page Samach Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutu likros olim harbe, afal pi shakar zeh, mat shakar zeh, v'chosu mvarich ein bekach klum, that you can call as many aliyos as you want, and the people could keep repeating the same psukim, meaning the guy who gets one aliyah after the, could just repeat the same psukim that the guy who got the previous aliyah read, and it's not going to be a problem at all. Says the Ramah, yes, it will be a problem. V'yesh osim, there are those that say that it's aser, v'chein nagu b'medina selu, and that is our minog chutz mibesimchas Torah, shenagu laharbos b'krum v'nagu. Except for Simchas Torah, where we get to give a lot of people aliyos, and that's when we are noheg like the first shita, like the shita that the Shulchan Aruch had mentioned, that it's not a problem to continue repeating psukim with one aliyah after the other. It is only on Simchas Torah that we are make like that opinion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein bekach klum, umikal makom eino olam min haminyan. Even though it's not a problem to have another ola come and say brachos and read the same psukim, but if you need to call up seven people because it's Shabbos, that doesn't count as one of the seven. Unless you at least add two psukim to what the first guy read, does the evid olam minyan kamosh kasev sofsim kuflam zayin? Then the evid would be olam min haminyan. Chutz mi besimchas Torah yesh omrim dehu adin bechasna. The same is true when it comes to a wedding. When it comes to you have chiyuvim of a chasna who's a chiyuv to get an aliyah. Avul min agenu shalom likro lezeh mashakara kavar. But according to our minhag, that we don't read what someone else already read. So even by chasna, we don't do it. We only do it on Simchas Torah. We are knowing like the Rama that only by Simchas Torah will we repeat aliyos. So will we repeat the exact same psukim in subsequent aliyos, psukim that we've already read. See if Gimel Hakol Olim Leminyan Shiva Afilu Isha V'Katan Sheyodei Lemim Varchin, that everyone can count toward one of the seven people who gets an aliyah on Shabbos, even a woman and even a child, as long as he's old enough to know Lemim Varchin, that he's old enough to know that where these brachos are said to the Ribono Shel Olam. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva, where he discusses the idea that you don't need a mechitza when you have only one or two women present in the room, says that the raya is this halacha. Because how do you envision an Isha getting an Aliyah if not for the fact that she's in the men's section? So apparently one Isha in the men's section is not really a problem. But still, we're not noeg to give a woman an Aliyah because of a kavodat tzibur issue. So women do not get an Aliyah in Orthodox synagogues nowadays. Says the Ramah, the elu dafka mitstar from the minyan akruim, kulam nashim okatanim, that they're olim the minyan shiva, they count as one of the seven, but they can't all be nashim or katanim. Vidin evit kanani kidin isha, and evit kanani has a din like an isha with this regard, that he could be one of the seven kruim, but he can't have seven evit kananis get aliyos. Aval im imam Yisrael mutalalos, but if his mother is Jewish, then he's allowed to get an aliyah even if he comes from a yichus of an evet kanani. Va'asu likros berosh megula, just a totally separate halacha, that a person is not allowed to get an aliyah without a head covering. Ve'ein isru likros ama aretz nichbad oshir v'godol ador lifnei talmud chacham, and it's not a problem when they give a big gvir an aliyah instead of a talmud Chacham, or before a Talmud Chacham, even if the big veer is Nama Aret, ki ein to be zayin le Talmud Chacham, rak kavod le Torah, shem eschabedus, banoshim gedolim, it's not considered to be zayin to the Talmud Chacham, it's a way of showing kavod to the Torah by having very respected people, and very rich people tend to be very respected people, so it's a kavod to the Torah to have very respected people getting an aliyah. Mamzer mutalalus to sefer Torah, and another halacha that a mamzer is allowed to get an aliyah. There's nothing that prevents a mamzer from getting aliyah. Vayin leelsim kuflam vav miseder kruim. in Kuflan Vav, it goes through how to divide up the aliyos of who goes before who in terms of aliyos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the minyan shiva, so we said that a woman counts as one of the seven aliyos, avalol minyan shlosha, but on a Monday or a Thursday where there are only three aliyos, a woman cannot be one of them. Uba l'shabbos kasavol duadin l'minyan dalet hevav sheish brosh chodesh v'yom tov yom ekburim gam kenein ola. And not only that, even on Rosh Chodesh where there are four aliyos, or Yom Tov where there are five aliyos, or Yom Kippur where there are six aliyos, a woman cannot be one of them either. A woman can only be one of the seven on Shabbos. V'katan, v'afim ein shem kohen ela katan korin also. And even if there's no other kohen except for a katan, you'd give the katan the kohen aliyah. So it's not just that you give a katan an aliyah, that you'd give a katan a kohen aliyah if he's the only kohen present, even though everybody else in the room is an adult. V'dasa magen avram she'enon mechuyav in the crow. So but the magen avram says, no, we are not mechuyav to give a katan the kohen aliyah. The mitzvah says, divkidashta lo nemer al kohen katan, because the whole idea of giving the first aliyah to a kohen is because there's a mitzvah saseh of vikidashto, that you have to show a special honor to the kohen. But that mitzvah doesn't apply to a kohen katan. So even though a katan can get one of the seven aliyos, it's not nice to give a 11-year-old kohen the first aliyah instead of all the tamid chacham in the room or the adults in the room. There's no mitzvah vikidashto for a kohen katan. Toksiv ki eslachem elokechu hu makriv, because the pasuk says eslachem elokechu hu makriv v'katan lav bar avodahu, and so it's based on avoda. And a katan is not someone who's able to do the avoda. V'chein noag in v'yameinu, and that's our minhag nowadays. Shekshein bebeis haknesses kohen shu ben yud gimel shana korin yisrael b'mekom kohen v'afilu yeshem kohen katan. So nowadays you'll never see a kohen katan getting an aliyah. What they'll do instead is they'll call the yisrael, even though there's an 11-year-old kohen in the room. As long as there's no kohen over bar mitzvah, he's not going to get an aliyah. V'yoser mizeh noag in kayom shein korin katan klal lishum aliyah. Not only does a katan not get the first aliyah, even if he's a kohen, nowadays we don't give a katan any aliyah. Afilim kvar nishlam in yinakruim el lemaftir. Even if you already have all the seven kruim that are already called up, even as a hosafa, you don't give a katan an aliyah except for the maftir. Kasav magen avram b'shem esach ha-sofrim sha-noshim afal pi shein chayavos b'talmud Torah. Women, even though they're not chayv in talmud Torah, mikol makom chayavos l'shmo kriyas sefer ke-anoshim. But nevertheless, they're chayv in kriyas ha-Torah. They have to hear kriyas ha-Torah just as men have to hear kriyas ha-Torah. Ve'nogos lizar b'zeh. And for some odd reason, women are not so careful about this, but they do are chayv in kriyas ha-Torah. The adrav yesh makom shenogos anoshim lotzeis chutz be'es ha-kriya. Not only are they not knowing to be careful about this, there are places that have a minhag that women leave at the time of kriyas ha-Torah. They walk out of the room for kriyas ha-Torah, which is an unusual practice, but that's what that's apparently a common practice among women that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Rav Eliashiv explains the practice. The Dirshim points out in Kovitz Tshuvos that it seems that the Zman HaMagen Avram, the Nashim didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. They didn't understand what was being read, and they didn't have a meturgeman to explain it to them in a language that they could understand. But so they walked out, because what's the point? It's not Talmud Torah. They're not hearing anything. They're just hearing Chinese. But in a place where they understand what's being said, then for sure they should have to stay in the room and listen to Kriyas HaTorah. And Rav Eliashiv says that if women don't understand Lashon HaKodesh and they go outside at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, he says that a woman who came late to shul and is not yet daven shachris, it's mistaber that it's better for her to daven shachris while the tzibur is laning, rather than to leave the room, meaning don't leave the room and go do nothing. You might as well daven shachris at that point in time. Sheyodeh l'mim avarchim, back in the Mishmuras of Katan Yud Gimel, if a katan is at the age where he's yodeh l'mim avarchim, he knows who the bracha is for. Mikol makom ein yachal lios makre es ha'olam, es ha'olim, he can't be a balkore, meaning he can get an aliyah, but a katan cannot be a balkore. Dainu shu yikra b'kol ram b'sefer Torah v'olam omrim achra b'lachash, meaning meaning he describes what a Bal Koreh does, that he's going to read it out loud, and the Ola is just saying it along in an undertone. And everyone's really being Yotzi the Chivu Kriyas Torah from hearing him. He can't be a Bal Koreh until he has Shtei Saros. We don't have to check for Shtei Saros. When he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, when he becomes 13 years old, we assume he must have Shtei Saros, but he should not be a Bal Koreh. When we call Makom, Kshein Shem Koreh Acher, Vitis Bata Lakriya Legamri, but if, nevertheless, if there's no other Bal Koreh, and the choice is either have the 11-year-old who's so precocious that he already knows the whole laning, you know, he's already learned his Bar Mitzvah Parsha or something, and, you know, and this is the year before his Bar Mitzvah, and he knows it, or you're going to skip Kriyas HaTorah entirely, Mistapik Apri Mugad Medef Sheyeh Shel HaKal Bofen Zeh Afilu Im Lohe V'yadayin Shtei Saros, then maybe it's better to have the Katan be the Bal Koreh, according to the Prima Gadim. And the Derech HaChaim Bilchus Kriyas HaTorah is also Mekel B'Shas HaChak. Siv Katan Yudalid Kulam O Rubam, that all of them or the majority of them. What was this going on? Siv Katan Yudalid was going on. That we said they can't all be Nashim or Katanim. So what does that mean? Of the seven Aliyos, only you could have six of them be Nashim HaKtanim, just not all of them. So the Mishmar says, no, O Rubam, you can't even have the majority of them be Nashim HaKtanim. But three out of the seven could be Nashim HaKtanim. Imo mi Yisrael does have a Yisrael Ma'aliyah v'chai v'chol mitzvah. So we said an Eved Kanani is not supposed to get an Aliyah, only gets an Aliyah like a woman would get an Aliyah. But if it's Imo mi Yisrael, then it's okay. Why is that okay? Because he's a Jew. Imo mi Yisrael is what determines that he's Jewish. Then we said that a person who gets an Aliyah cannot do so Barosh Megula. So Hainu Afilu Hu Katan. That means even if he's a Katan. V'chein Katan Shu Pocheach. And so too a Katan who's Pocheach. What does that mean? Dainu Shu Begad of Kuru. Him, of Magulin, that he's wearing a tank top. You know, it used to be the only way you could imagine that the upper arms and shoulders are exposed is if his nebuch is so poor that his clothing is all torn and he has no other clothing to wear. So that's pocheach. But it would be someone wearing a tank top or something like that, or a very short t-shirt. Asur lekroso l'Torah. Then you're not allowed to call him up to the Torah. Siv katan yudayin mutar lalos shariu chayiv b'kol mitzvah shebetorah. Kishar Ish Yisrael. That's going on the Mamzer. Why is the Mamzer allowed to get an Aliyah? Because the Mamzer is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, like every other Jewish person is Chayiv in Mitzvahs. So why wouldn't he be allowed to get an Aliyah? So let's review what we learned tonight. First, we said there's a machlokas whether a second Ola can read the very same psukim as a previous Ola, and we're machmir not to do that other than on Simchas Torah. But there are two points that everybody agrees to. Number one, that he definitely doesn't count toward the number of Olim that are needed, meaning seven on Shabbos, six on Yom Kippur, five on Yom Tov, four on Rosh Chodesh, three on weekday. And number two, if he reads two new psukim, then it's totally fine, meaning then that would count. That would be, he would be allowed to get another Aliyah. Second, we said that specifically on Shabbos, a woman can count as one of the seven Olim, and there's a machlokas where the women have to hear Kriyas HaTorah in general. Sounds like they do, but the minig is not that way. Meaning, the way the Mishmar seems to say is the halacha is yes, the minig is no. To the extent that some have the minig that the women even walk out during Kriyas HaTorah. Then third, we learned that a katan counts toward the seven Olim, and there's a machlokas in the case that he is the only Kohen. So our practice is that he only gets an Aliyah from Maftir or on Simchas Torah. There's also a machlokas if he can be a Bal Koreh before he has Shtei Saros, and Prima Gadim only suggests that we might be able to be Mekil if there's the other option is not to lane at all. But otherwise we do not let a Katan lane. And finally we learned that it's okay to give a big Gvir an Aliyah instead of a Talmud Chacham, and even a Mamzer can get an Aliyah as well, because he's Chayiv in Mitzvos, and the big Gvir going before the Talmud Chacham is because that's considered to be a Kavod for the Torah. So thank you very much for joining me to learn together this evening. Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday evening from a different wedding, we will continue with Se'if Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening.